You're coming to the holy day of Yom Kippur, Abba Olam in the Torah. And it's kedai to be mizbain in a little bit in the tremendous madrega that Yidden could reach on Yom Kippur. And we'll see in the halacha a little bit how the halachas apply, and we'll see what kind of day it really is. There are a few minhagim that are brought in Shulchan Aruch which show that a Yid on Yom Kippur reaches the Dag of a Malach, can reach the Dag of a Malach. We all know the famous one is obviously to say Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchus Hayom Om Ved Alav Mamash Alav. But there are other ones. The Ramah brings, or the second Shulchan Aruch, in Tarfei Yutes, the Shulchan Aruch brings that there's a minig that some people have to stand the whole day Yom Kippur. To stand Mamash all day. Only b'shas atfilah to stand the whole day, and that's similar to malachim. And malachim always maglayim regularly shar, mamish like malachim. I think Rabbi Kalman stands the whole day during tefillah. If you notice, that's how he does it. He stands. I think he stands the whole day.
Stand with his feet together.
But yes, to stand. Yeah,
with one leg.
Right. Feet together. Yeah. It doesn't say their feet together. That doesn't say shul aruch. It says they should be standing. What? Stand the whole day. Yeah. Then there's another minig that's brought to wear white clothing. The Ramah brings that there's a minig that should wear, women should wear, people should wear white clothing. The Yushamis wear white fekishes during Yom Neroyim. Like, mamas like malachim. Also, the damas can malachim, to be like malachim. The mordik is, your mamas get the dag of a malach on Yom Kippur. So if you think about it, it's an amazing thing. Once a year, a person can reach the dag of a malach. Almost like Rabbi Kalman spoke about, he's spashtus hagashmus, like he's completely removed from his physical body. One of the reasons that it's also b'achilu, that we don't have, we have a fast in Yom Kippur, one of the reasons is that a person can reach the dag of a malach. In b'achilu men lo v'shtiyah. The positive reason why there's also b'achilu v'shtiyah is, and the Chinuch quotes this reason, is that it's a pity to waste such an amazing day where a yid can accomplish so much in tshuva on eating and drinking, on Hanoi Salam Hazah. It's a pity to waste it on it. Focus your efforts in the spiritual part of life rather than the physical part of life. That's the Poshim Shat. There's so much a person can achieve on Yom Kippur, it's a pity to waste on other things. That's the Poshim meaning. But another pshat is that your mamash, a person can reach a madrega of a malach on Yom Kippur, and that's and a malach is like a malach is removed from achil l'shtir, so we should also be removed from achil l'shtir, completely removed from olam hazeh. We have a minig to ask each other for mechila on every Yom Kippur, which is really, if you think about it, it's very fascinating, because l'maisa, if let's say Reuben hurt Shimon, his pagan is covered. There's a mechid for him to be mefayis and mahogim. Not just every people. Mechid is not just there, right? There's no mechid daf. Any time you hurt someone, you have to go ask him a mechid. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings, he says like this. He says, you're right. Be'etzem there's a mechid of a whole year to ask him for a mechid. 100%. Except that during the year, if let's say you're busy during the week, you don't have a chance to ask him. You could push it off for another day. If for some reason today you don't have a chance to ask for mechila, you have the right to ask for mechila the next day. Except is actually one exception. Except for gzeila. Because here there's a mitzvah say v'heishav. V'heishav is a gzeila asher gozal. So if you steal from somebody, you can't wait. You have to give back right away. Mitzvah say gzeila. You have to give back the gzeila. So a whole year if you hurt somebody, if you don't have for some reason today you don't have a chance to ask for mechila, You can wait a few days. You can wait a day or two. Over here on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah yuchedes to go be mefais, to go ask mechila. Where did that come from? Why dafka Yom Kippur? So the Rosh brings from the Rosh, yeah, the Rosh brings two reasons. Why the Rosh Hashanah brings two reasons. Number one, there's a mitzvah say to be mitar yourself more yaveris on Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah say of tshuva on Yom Kippur for all your averis. Mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem tetov. Rabbi Yoni quotes this also in Shah Ruvi, Rabbi Yoni. There's a mitzvah say to do tshuva for all your averis on Yom Kippur. and part of doing tshuva on the mitzvah of on mizrach mahavir as mechil. So part of the tshuva isn't to ask the people of mechil if you wrong them. That's one. The Rosh brings another reason. The Rosh says that on Yom Kippur Klal Yisrael is similar to malachim, and just like malachim don't have any, they have no kinna, they have no jealousy between them. There's no competition between them. So too, Klal Yisrael, through asking for mechila on Erev Yom Kippur, enter a stage like malachim, because there's no kin in between, there's no sin in between them. Just like the malachim are all united in their purpose to Mekadesh Hashem, so Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur gets that madrega. They're mamish united. They're united as one. United we stand. Okay? Mamish united. Except not together we fall. That we say, Hema Koshlum Nafalu, and all our enemies in Shemaim fall on Yom Kippur. That's what we say, Vodav Hashem Mari. But when all the Kroival and Mereim, Lechol's Besorium, all the Malachi Chavala want to come eat my flesh, all the Malach, the destroying angels, they want to come eat my flesh a whole year. Sorry, Va'oibayim, they're my enemies to me. Hema Koshlum Nafalu. They stumble and fall. When is that? Meir says Yom Kippur. Because the sun doesn't have a chance to be Mekadosh in Yom Kippur. It's all the Malachim fall away. State in Medrash. That's all the Malachim, all the enemies that want to damage me, to burst them and get rid of them on Yom Kippur. But this is another example of where Klal Yisrael becomes like a Malach. Just like Malachim have no competition and no fighting between them, Klal Yisrael can come to such a madrega on Yom Kippur also. That's what they have to ask each other for Mechila. There has to be complete harmony between them. Just like Malachim are in complete harmony in being Mekadosh Hashem. So we have four examples how Klal Yisrael is compared to Malachim. The obvious one that's famous is saying Baruch Hashem for it out loud. But the other one is standing all day by davening. Another one is wearing dafka white clothing. And this inyan of dafka being mafayis, of asking each other Mechilas Yom Kippur, that Klal Yisrael can be mamish like Malachim. And it's interesting, if you look in the people say it very fast, but there's a very nice tefillah at the end of after we say when the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. So there's a whole bunch of tefillahs which people say very quick. But over there it says that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hashem gave us the Yom Tzim Yom Kippur, a day that's us. We say all the Inuyim, it's a day that's us. So Bachila, B'shtia, you're not allowed to eat and drink. And then there's a very interesting line over there. Yom, look how the Bali Tefillah, the Machabri HaTefillah, how they looked at Yom Kippur. Yom Simas Abu V'Reus, Yom Azivas Kin of the Sacharos. Very interesting. Again, it's the day of Simas Abba Vareyes, a day of putting love between people, and the day of leaving jealousy and competition between people. Very interesting. Apparently, just like we understood that the inherent nature of Yom Kippur is one that you're not allowed to eat and drink, that's part of the Etzem Mahus. That's what the day is all about. The Nusach HaTefillah is telling us the same thing over here. It's a Yom Simas Abba V'Reis. The nature of Yom Kippur is a day where there's more love, a day of love, Abba, love and friendship between people. A day of leaving all tainus on people. A Yid can come to a matzim Yom Kippur where you have a tain on somebody, you realize, ah, it's a garnish. You have a kin on somebody. You realize, repeat, it's a shtus. It doesn't make any sense. You can come to such a madrega and you finally realize that the kpedis that we walk around with, the feelings of resentment and ill will that we have between people, what are we talking about already? As it was really such a big deal as I made out to be during the year. Did he really, especially in Kennedy, had this a lot. Usually the guy who you're jealous of did absolutely zero to you. And because you have a problem, it's because it's your problem, you have your Makana. What's going on? You could start to realize that some of the resentments and the problems we have with people, they're really not such big problems. Yoim Simas Abu Reis. amazing thing. That's the etzem mahus. We're defining that's what the day is about. It's not just like an added thing, something we do every Yom Kippur, but that's what the whole day is about. See, ma'achad klai is coming like a malach, and the ma'achad klai is all together. Matthias Salman pointed out some very fascinating things. He claimed he made a very interesting hypothesis, which he brought rayas to, which is that the avodas Yom Kippurim of the Kohen Gadol, the idea was to bring Gan's Klal Yisrael together. Be ma'achad Klal Yisrael together. The main avoid of what the Kohen Gadol walked into the Kodesh Kodashim, what he brought in the Kodesh Kodashim, was the Ketores. And Chazal say that the Ketores included everybody, even the Rishon. Right? Because the Chelmana, right, even though it was the worst smelling spice, it was a type of spice that there were 11 spices that the Ketores were made up of. Chelmana had a terrible odor, but was put together with everything else. And it became, and got a good odor. And Chazal say the reason is that we include Poshe Yisrael, even those who are not acting as they should, we include them in our times. We include them in wanting to be, make them do tshuva. So the idea on Yom Kippur was to be ma'achid, to unite Gan's Klal Yisrael together. Everybody. The tzaddikim, the meronim, rishonim, everybody. And that's why the avodah was dafka done with the ketores. The ketores which unites, which symbolize all of Klal Yisrael together. Another aspect which is different in Yom Kippur than everywhere than anywhere else. There was a halacha that the spices, when they were grounded during the year, they had to be thinly grounded. Erev Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says that the ketores that was brought, it was put back into the ground again, because it had to be daka v'nadaka. It had to be finished in. There's a great chiyuv on Yom Kippur that the ketores had to be thinner than the whole year. Machziron, that's lashon the Mishnah is, machziron lemachtesh is the Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, it was put back into the grind. So it should be as thin as possible. Daka benadaka. Why? When you have something which is more thick, it doesn't mix as well together, right? It's interesting. It's brought in Metzmonigay. Everyone's going to hear on Yeridaya. Now the halacha is there's certain halachas. If let's say something also that's dry gets mixed up with something that's dry, like a piece of kugel that's also gets mixed up with two other pieces of kugel that's hetter. So the place can bring that a kemach flour is so thinly ground, it's so intermingled, it has been like a liquid. Just like when you mix liquids together, the whole thing gets mamish intermingled. Kemach is so thinly ground that you look at it like a lach palach. So if you'll have, let's say, osir, for some reason you have kemach that's osir, right? You're going to need 60 against it to be mevatel. It gets a din mamish like a liquid. Because it's so thin, it gets mamish over, it gets more together. The ketores had to be so thin that everything gets mixed up together completely. From a Tishyam Wad and a Tainan, the reason for that is because the idea is Gan's Klal Yisrael has to become mamish mu'uchet together. That the ketores makes everybody mamish one. There is no separation between people on Yom Kippur. Mamish one. That's the Yom Simas Avav Reyes. To mamash take everyone together, the ketores and mamash mix everybody together. The other thing which is very interesting is there's a halacha, we're going to see that actually in the Durham. We're going to see it in the Durham that's coming up here by Sasham. The Kohen Gadol went and mixed the dam of the par and the dam of the sar. He himself brought, on Yom Kippur, I'm sure my Kessler spoke about this last night. There was the Kohen Gadol brought his own bull as a carbon, on which he was mizvada, on which he confessed his own averis. There was one that was brought, he also came back to his own power a second time and confessed averis of his shevet. And then there was another one, it was a sawyer, that was almost right, with the sawyer. One of the two serum which he confessed the averis of all the Jews. And that he sent out Lazazel. So there was Vidu that was done three times by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It was done on his own power, on the bull that he brought, right? And that was done for his own averis. That was the first time. The second time he confessed the averis of the Shevet Levi. And the third time he came back, he was in the Svad, they confessed the Averis of Gans Klal Yisrael. That was done on the Sar Lazazel, and that carried the Averis of Klal Yisrael out to the Midbar. Now how that worked, that's a separate shmurs. How that works, you know, you can be in the Svad, and the, somehow the Averis all went on the Sar and had to be sent out Lazazel to the Midbar, went out to the desert. And was thrown off a mountain, was thrown off a mountain. But that's not for now. But, yeah, oh. So now, but there was a second sar, there was a second goat that was brought, and that was shecht. Right, so we have the power of the Kohen Gadol, right, that he was misfad on, and he has the sawyer, right, the sar that was shechted. One was made lashem, was a carbon, and one was sent lazazel. They have two seir. Right? The Kohen Gadol went and took the power, the blood that he took from his own animal, the power, and he mixed it up with the Dav HaSor. And with that, he threw the blood on the Mizbech. You know what he did? So he shechted his own power, his own bull. After he did vidu, did confession of his own Averis and the Averis of the Tzibur. Then he went and he shechted the Sor, the second Sor, not the one that was sent out Lazazel, that was sent out live. But the second goat that he... And then he shechted that carbon, and he mixed the blood together. We're going to see in the Dorim, this issue of how they did it is a big shiloh, whether you could take two things that are the same and mix them together, or do they become batal? Do you say min b'min or batal or not? We're going to see this a very long round in the Dorim. Very soon as the ground in the Dorim. We'll see, it's Meshem, we'll go in its fifth parak. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says from here, you see from here, min b'min or loy batal. Because even after you mix it together, the Torah still calls it, it's the blood of the par and the blood of the sar. Even though there's a lot more blood in a cat, in a bull, that there is in a sar. So why don't you say that the majority is mavat the minority? Why is there any dam sar left? Right? Why does the Torah call it dam sar after you mix it together? Here. You're all done. After you've mixed together the blood of the bull and the blood of the sar, there should be no blood of the sire left. It should be completely negligible. There should be nothing left. Review this as from here, you learn out min demina loy batal. And when you mix together two of the same things, one is not mavatal. Just because you have one more, it's not mavatal the other. We'll get to that in the Dorm Bez Hashem. Akopadim. But we mix together the two bloods. What was the idea of this? Matisyo said the idea was like this. Very fascinating. He said the idea was to take the blood of Klal Yisrael, from the carbon of Klal Yisrael, that's the sawyer of the goat, and to mix it together with the blood of Shevet Levi, of his own. Because the avodah of the Kohen Gadol was to ma'achid everybody on Yom Kippur, to make everybody one. So he had to take dafka the blood of his own carbon and the carbon of Shevet Levi, and mix it together with the blood of the carbon of the star from the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's how he wanted to explain it. But you see another example of where the idea of Klal Yisrael coming together on Yom Kippur. That was the whole avodah of the Kohen Gadol. And the way we're explaining it before the Rosh, the idea is because the inherent nature of Yom Kippur was that it's a day of Simas Abba Vareis. Gans Klal Yisrael comes together with Shalom and Abba, with love and peace between them. Why? So they can become Malachim. That's just like Malachim are completely mamish one together, so Klal Yisrael has to become mamish like one together. So far what we spoke about was this number of examples become like a Malach. He's again standing, yeah, it's Baruch Shem, saying Baruch Shem out loud, white clothing, and asking each other for forgiveness. Forgiveness, and then we brought other examples from the Avodas Hayoyim of the fact that the Keteris had to be thinly ground more than the rest of the year, more than the Keteris the rest of the year. The fact that the Ikra Avodah was done with Keteris because you have the Chelbana, which symbolized the Rishayim, and the mixing of the blood of the Shevet Levi and the mixing of the Damasar together. Gans Klal Yisrael has to come together, and then we offer Kapar for everybody. It's an unbelievable thing. Yidden can come to a dag of a malach on Yom Kippur. Now we can understand a little bit what Yisrael writes. Yisrael Salanta writes in the letter half of the Kippur. If you want to give me an Or Yisrael, an Or Yisrael. It's Kedai to read the Lashon of Zion, or Yisrael. It's on the Moses ship, or Yisrael. Yeah, it's Kedai to read the unbelievable Lashon of Yisrael. Almost, yeah, anyway, let's see if we'll get to Lashon. But Yisrael Salanda says like this, the more diggy thing. He says, you cannot imagine. His aim is with Yisrael, remember, Yisrael Salanda was not one to exaggerate his Lashonis. He writes like this. He says, you cannot imagine the unbelievable tzaras a person saves himself from Olam Emes if he raises my figures of Tshuva a little bit more. Shukriya, thank you very much. A little bit more than last year. Gavoya ma'at a little bit more nadregas hatshuva than he did the year before. Efshal l'tayev. Remember, Mitzvah Spah started out an Elishmud with this line of Rabbi Yisrael. Efshal l'tayev is goydel ha'evdo. You cannot imagine the difference to save from tremendous peronis gedolos in olam ha'emes. When you can be saved from tremendous punishments, when you increase your bechin of Yom Kippur, ma'at, keyword, ma'at gavoya yosef madregas hatshuva. When your tshuva is a little bit better than the year before, you save yourself from tremendous yisurin chas v'sham in the olam ha'emes. If you raise your tshuva a little bit more than Yom Kippur, is that amazing? That's not how big you think. You see what a person comes, oh, the mat a little bit more tshuva. If we could have a little bit more charata for certain things that we did, when we did last year. This is a hard one, right? Right? We were mezalzel. Mezalzel makes cheap. We weren't makshav our parents enough. Ani b'seichel. I'm also guilty. Zilzel hayim b'vayim. If we can walk out of Yom Kippur saying, you know, I'm going to try to walk home in a Bein HaZmanim and be machshav my parents a little bit. A little bit more. I'm looking, the Chaim Shmuel used to give this etzah, and he came, quoted from the Haredim, that said the Haredim, that the idea of the mitzvah of Kibbud HaVeim is to look for your parents' milas. Look for them and be machshav them for their milas. That I'm going to walk out of Yom Kippur trying to look for my parents' miles and focusing on that, not focusing on the Chesroides. Who knows how much that's going to mean for us in the Olam Habes? Yisrael says it. Ma'at kavoy yoseba madregis hachuvah. A little bit more tshuva than we had before. Ein l'tayer, he says, E'ef shol l'tayer, you can't describe the goydel ha'evdel. Yisrael writes in Mechtav Zayin, this is in Mechtav Yudalit. In Mechtav Zayin he writes, also Sandy also talks about Elm there. He says when he talks, Yom HaKippurim Dabar Toiv L'Ma'od. Yom Kippur is a tremendous, great thing. Yom Slicha V'Kapar. I heard from a Gera Chosin that he said he wasn't old enough to be there, but he said he heard from Hasidim that the happiest tish of the year in Ger was Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe used to give out cigars every Yom Kippur. Sorry, he got cigars. That's what he told me. The Rebbe used to give out cigars every Yom Kippur. Happiest dish of the year. We have to realize that the reason why we fast is not the chlau, we're not. It's a very serious day, but you have to walk around with your Yom Kippur with mamish gevaldik simcha. Lo hayudum toim ki Yisrael like Yom Kippur. It's a tremendous simcha. We make a shachiyam to begin Yom Kippur. We have to make it b'shem malchus with gevaldike kavana. The Bereshit gave us an opportunity to take away the tumah that we created from our aveiros the whole year. You know what that means? Mamish will wipe out all the shmutz. You know what kind of avod is? Remember, this is just to give us a tzir of it, right? When, as a parent, you want to see that your child is dirty. I want to clean off my child because I love him so much. Another person's child, I wouldn't want to clean off. I don't want to clean someone else's kid if they're dirty. But you, when your own child, you want to see them clean. So even though the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Shabbat HaKadosh Hashem HaKadosh, he comes in, and for him it's mamish the hepuch of his etzem metzias. We created tumah with our averus. We created the tumah with our averus. We did it to ourselves. See, a baby's even easier, because that's not his fault. But we created tumah with our averus. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is b'chazda ha'gadol with his tremendous kindness, and mamish goes in where it's opposite of what his etzem metzias is, and takes away the tumah that we brought upon ourselves. Imagine what a chesed that is. He goes in and cleans us up. Something that's mamish for him is the exact opposite of what he is bad. He's at the Kodesh of Kodesh HaKadosh, and he comes into our neshamas. He comes into our neshamas and takes away the tumah that we brought on ourselves. What a gevaldik, like a tremendous chesed that is. What an avod that shows. It's a tremendous argument. We have to walk around on Yom Kippur and gevaldik b'simcha that we have this opportunity, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, shows us so much avod to be able to take away that, to start out, walk out of Yom Kippur, much like a big mikvah. You went to a big mikvah and you walked out clean. It's unbelievable. The Losh of Yisrael writes here is, Achein, he says, Yom Kippur mechap in Hatshuva, which is Aziv Zachet. He says, Nochem ha-ma'at, gam ha-ma'at toy voy. A little bit of tshuva is tremendous. Look at Lashon of Yisrael. In aroich lo v'inyonei ha-tevel. There's nothing to compare to it in the world. We need Lashon of Yisrael. In aroich lo v'inyonei ha-tevel. There's nothing to compare to it in the world. Lirois l'kol ha-pachis. At least there should be such an eza kabol ala bol yom ha-kippur. Epesa kabol on Yom Kippur there should be. Something. Something it should be, a Kabbalah Yom Kippur. We spoke about now, Zilzul HaMemoyim. If we can walk out of Yom Kippur and be matched for our parents a little bit more, just Mamish HaMashal Ba'alm, to look for their milas, not to focus on the Chizrayim, look at the milas, to speak to them a little bit more with their Eretz. Ein Aroich L'Rabbi Yisrael is telling us, Ein Aroich L'Binyanei HaTeiro. There's nothing to compare to it. Yeah. Ubechol nachal, just one more lashon. Ubechol k'tin, b'chinu k'tana shebekadus. Any small level, asher yochan es atzmar, that your person compares up to increases Yom Kippur, nachal, if the name of Yisrael is not, you know, he doesn't exaggerate. But ein aroich, you cannot describe, there's no value to it. The ein dai bor hatzlocha snapshot. You cannot explain enough hatzlocha b'yun neshamah to save you from tremendous sorrows. This has to help us at 1:30 in the afternoon tomorrow when we feel shvach. To say, to achap ourselves, we got to chap for right in Yom Kippur every second. Every second we got to chap for Yom Kippur. It's a mamish, it's a matan l'toivim in Hashemayim that the Bereshit gave us an opportunity to be able to wipe ourselves clean and to start in a bigger version. Take away the barriers. Tumah is a barrier. The barriers that we created for ourselves from him. Take it away, remove it, and start new. It's a gevaldic opportunity. The Baruch Hashem should give us this yat, the Shemai, to be able to take do a proper tshuva, mekayim the mitzvah zel nashem titaru, mekol avay nezeichem. The Baruch Hashem only forgives, Lois says the Rabbi Yonah is mevayr. For Lois says that. But the mitzvah zel tshuva is on all our names. Mekol avay nezeichem of nashem titaru. We should do a proper tshuva. We should tack and walk out. Once you realize that we live a little bit like a malach during the year, we should be able to continue a little bit and live like a malach the rest of the year.